There are many versions of that out there. That's my favorite version of the Linus and Lucy theme with band from Vince Guaraldi from a recording called The Charlie Brown Suite. This is Improvisations. My name is Todd Steed. As I mentioned in the promo for this evening's program, when I was in high school, if I managed to get to a high level on Pac-Man, or maybe even Ms. Pac-Man, if you remember that one, I felt very accomplished. Tonight we have Ben Hall, a high school student here in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, who did much more than that. He and a pal created their very own documentary on jazz musician Vince Guaraldi for National History Day. It won on the local and regional levels. They ended up going to Washington, D.C. Ben Hall, one of the two people behind the documentary, is our guest on this evening's Improvisations. Ben, thanks for coming in. I got to ask you, was there a lot of competition from other students doing Vince Guaraldi documentaries, or, you know, how did that work out?
I think it's safe to say there were no Vince Guaraldi documentaries or projects this year.
How did you actually decide upon that one?
Well, it's kind of funny. Sophomore year, for an English class, we got to do a research paper on a topic of our choice, and it was like October or November, and I was listening to Vince Guaraldi, and I couldn't come up with a topic, and I was like, well, I really like this guy, and I don't know much about him, so I'll just do a research paper on him. And then junior year, we had to come up with a project for this National History Day competition, and we couldn't really think of one then, and I was looking through, and I found that research paper, and I thought, hey, why not?
You've already started it.
Yeah, right. Plenty of sources, all that sort of thing.
Well, a lot of our listeners may not know that they know who Vince Guaraldi
right.
is. Who is Vince Guaraldi? Why would they know him yet not know his name?
Yeah, that's kind of been the name of the game. So Vince Guaraldi was the piano player who did all the compositions for the Charlie Brown Peanuts special. So from 1965 all the way through 76, he did all of these piano compositions that we all know, like Linus and Lucy and Christmas Time is Here, that sort of thing.
How did he get tangled up with Peanuts? So as my understanding, you probably know a lot more about him than I do. He was this kind of West Coast guy that was respected, but he was not super well known. How did he get hooked up with Peanuts?
So in 1963, Guaraldi came out with this song called Cast Your Fate to the Wind, and it actually ended up winning a Grammy for Best Original Jazz Composition in 63. And Lee Mendelson, who was driving down the Golden Gate Bridge, needed music because he and Charles Schulz, he was the producer, and Charles Schulz needed music for the show, and he heard Cast Your Fate to the Wind driving down the Golden Gate Bridge, and he thought, hey, that's it. You know, he knew he wanted jazz. He had talked to Cal Jader. Everybody was busy, and it just so happened Vince Guaraldi came on the radio, and he thought, oh, I got to get this guy. So,
And Vince Guaraldi was a Bay Area guy, right?
Yeah. So he was born and raised in the North Beach area in San Francisco. So he was really well established on the scene, you know, with Cal Jader, Woody Herman, Stan Getz, that sort of thing.
Is it true, and I can't remember if I have this correct or not, is it true that there were people that did not like what he wrote for the Peanut specials originally?
Yeah, and actually kind of the biggest biggest kind of name that was really not liking his stuff was CBS itself, who was doing the thing for the whole special. And the main issue they had with both the special and Vince Guaraldi's music was that they used kids' voices for the actors and they used kids' voices on the songs. So I don't know why they didn't like it, but Vince Guaraldi really enjoyed kind of that different timbre that it gives the music. So, and he respected him a lot too. He actually kind of referenced these kids that he would work with all throughout his career, starting with Peanuts, as well-trained professionals, you know, and he didn't really care about your instrument or how old you were or anything. He just respected the music itself, and he didn't think it made any difference if they were kids. He just loved the sound that it gave him, and he had a lot of fun working with them.
Did CBS expect this to be the hit that it was?
I'm not sure if CBS expected it. I know that they didn't expect it. Vince Guaraldi and Lee Mendelson and Schulz, I know that they didn't expect the critical acclaim that it ended up getting. And I think really what did it was it was hyped up a good amount. I mean, it ended up being 50% of the entire population watching television at the time was tuned in. And I think the parents grew really accustomed to the message that it had, you know. So it had this really kind of more traditional sense of Christmas. And, you know, by that time, people were really aware of the whole commercialism and Christmas really coming together. And a lot of people weren't really fond of that. So, I mean, they had these themes and Peanuts that that the families themselves really enjoyed, and just by chance they were also listening to Vince Guaraldi's music, and it all kind of intertwined and became this big cultural scene.
You mentioned earlier his composition "Cast Your Fate to the Wind," which was a hit back in 1961 to some degree. Let's have a listen to that. This is the Vince Guaraldi Trio, "Cast Your Fate to the Wind." The Vince Guaraldi Trio with "Cast Your Fate to the Wind." Our guest on this evening's improvisations is Ben Hall. He and a high school pal created a documentary on Vince Guaraldi, and it went on to win several competitions. Ben, one of the things that I run into a lot is people will come to me and say, "Oh, I love jazz," or, "Oh, I don't really like jazz." And a lot of times I'll ask him, "Hey, do you like that Peanuts theme song from the holiday special?" "Oh, I love that. Do you like Louis Armstrong?" "Well, yeah, I love that. What about Miles Davis? You like him?" "Yeah, he's great." I'm kind of curious what your feelings are about jazz music. I know you're in high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a senior.
You're a senior in high school, and I just don't see it as being the predominant form of music that you're exposed to. But tell me about what your feelings are about jazz and how it relates maybe to this documentary.
Yeah, it's funny you should ask. I actually got a question about that, really similar to that, by the judges, I think at Nationals, for this competition. And what I told them was, I think that everybody likes jazz. They just might not know the kind of jazz that they like, you know? So you can show people like Louis Armstrong and Vince Guaraldi, and they love it. And I mean, my thoughts on jazz is that there's just so many subgenres within it that everybody's bound to have something they like, whether it just be purely from nostalgia or maybe they have a little more sophisticated take on it and they really love complex chord progressions or like modal jazz or something like that. And I think just the range is so wide that it can mean something to everybody.
I think it's a great point. And that's what I also find is that maybe that works against jazz's favor in a sense that there's so much of it, so many kinds of styles, so many different eras, and it's been around for so long. I mean, really since the, you know, 20s at least. So people just don't know where to start.
You know? Right.
It's like, I want to learn to build a rocket, but, you know, where do I start?
Right.
Do you play jazz yourself?
I'd like to say that I can. I'm more of a blues player personally, and I'd love to play jazz. And I do my best. It doesn't always come out as I might like it to, but I mean, I'm really trying pretty hard. You know, that's kind of my goal, is to be able to play the sort of jazz that I really enjoy. So I mess around with some of Guaraldi's stuff, and also maybe I'm more of a guitar player. So, you know.
What were the challenges of putting together a documentary? It's one thing to be interested in the music, is one thing that there's a good story to tell, but what are the challenges of actually doing a documentary? Because that's the kind of thing I'd sit around, yeah, we should do that. And then, I don't know, I don't want to do that. It's too much work. What about you?
Yeah, so I was used to knowing about Vince Guaraldi. I was used to telling people about jazz, but I did not know how to make a documentary. So me and my buddy Kent Smith, who did the project with me, we just sort of had to jump right in because, you know, we had deadlines and that sort of thing. So we got on our iPads, which is what we had at the time, and we went into iMovie and we just started putting together pictures, whatever videos we could find, putting together audio. We wrote up a script that pretty much told a story, and we read it just like that for the documentary, and it ended up turning out looking something like a documentary. So we called it good.
Was it easy or difficult to get Kent involved in this project, or had to find a compatriot?
Kent was not as into Vince Guaraldi and maybe jazz as I was at first, but we ended up really bonding and becoming a lot more close as friends just purely through looking at this Vince Guaraldi stuff, because we were deep into like stressful research and everything, and he has become about as big a fan as I have. So, I mean, we have all of these sort of, you know, inside jokes, and we can talk about things about Vince Guaraldi that ended up just stemming from this. So Kent jumped right in. It was great. I mean, he became just as passionate as I did, and I mean, it all worked out great.
So did he go up to D.C. with you?
Yeah, he did. Both of our families and us, we went up to D.C.
Did this experience of making the documentary and hanging out with your friend and discovering music in any way inform what you might do next, you know, in your life?
A couple people have asked me that. They're like, well, do you want to make documentaries now? And it's a pretty strong no on if I want to make documentaries. It was kind of wild, but I definitely grew closer to the idea of being able to tell the story of jazz musicians and jazz in general. And it made researching jazz a lot more personal, and it really just kind of strengthened this bond to this genre of music that I had pretty loosely from, you know, like fourth grade, elementary school up through now. So I think it definitely strengthened my feelings that I want to go into maybe like some more liberal arts, jazz focused sort of major in college. And hopefully, I mean, ideally, I'd like to play music for a living, but who knows?
Yeah. Is there anywhere people can watch this, or is this now hidden from the public?
Right now it's hidden, but we're thinking about putting it up on YouTube. So it's called Buying In, the Music of Vince Guaraldi, and we should have it up soon. And, you know, it'll be ready for anybody to watch that would like to. So
right. Well, let us know when you post it up, and we'll put it on our website and maybe even, you know, do a little featurette.
That'd be great.
Hey, Ben Hall, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And tell Kent hello.
Yeah, sure will. Sure will.
Our guest again on Improvisations, Ben Hall. Here's one more from Vince Guaraldi. This is, I can't help but not play this, the baseball theme from A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Since it's baseball season, I think I'll do the recap of the first set in my baseball announcer voice. Looking at this evening's lineup, a winner for sure. We had Ben Hall, a rookie, batting 433, especially against right-handers. We had music from the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Linus and Lucy, Cast Your Fate to the Wind, and the baseball theme. You are listening to Improvisations here on 91.9 FM WUOT HD1 Knoxville. We'll have the seventh inning stretch. You can listen to WUOT.org in the meantime, and we'll be back with more activity here on your jazz radio station. That was actually kind of not that good, but thank you for letting me do it. I'm a huge baseball fan. I'll put the interview with Ben Hall up online at WUOT.org. And when we come back, more from the Wayback Machine, maybe a little more Dave Brubeck as well.